While it's not known if the 20-foot-high wall of snow across the road just above the campground is the biggest ever, Sitka Utility Director Charlie Walls thinks it's up there.
There have been some big ones there. How this compares to some of them, I'll have to talk to some of these old-timers, see if I can get some stories for you, but I would say this one's among the record class.
The slide came down the first avalanche chute as the road drops toward the campground. With the view blocked by the house-sized snow pile, it's difficult to know whether the second chute above the Y intersection has also released a slide. Sitka Mountain Rescue Captain Don Cluding believes the slide may be characteristic of the wetter slides more common in spring. Unlike an avalanche of fresh snow, which is usually accompanied by a powder blast, Cluding says that wet slides act more like floods. In fact, runoff building up under the snowpack can dam up and then release, flushing a slope. Cluding says that's probably the case with this slide, which not only blocked the road, but deposited large amounts of mud and debris below the road. Cluding says the situation is reminiscent of a slide in the adjacent chute which killed a young hiker in May of 1999. Cluding says April and May are when wet slides are most common, often at between noon and 3 p.m. on sunny slopes. The city is planning to clear the road. Charlie Walls says the electric department needs access to the small hydro facility in the campground. This hasn't been the first slide of this unusually snowy winter, and it probably won't be the last.
Yeah, we've had quite a few avalanches through the course of this winter out there. Our snowplow bill has sure gone up, but I guess it has for everyone else, too.
Wall says contractors working for the electric department should have the road cleared by this weekend. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.